Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Trophy hunting for some is a way of life, a reason to keep plugging away after you're past the main story. Some games' trophy lists are genuinely fun to run down, rewarding your time with the ultimate set of permanent player profile rewards. Others though, well, I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com and these are 9 insanely difficult PlayStation trophies not worth the effort. Number 9, Grand Theft Auto 5. Close shave. It all started with GTA 4's pigeons, that realization that even the mighty Rockstar can't think of a better way to encourage doing everything in their world other than arbitrary box ticking. In GTA 5 though, well, they upped the ask, including flying through chasms and under bridges 15 and 50 times respectively, but skimped out afterwards, giving you a bronze trophy for such aerial domination. Yes, a bronze. All told, there are 65 arduous, finicky flight challenges for close shave, and there's no tracker letting you know how far along you are, meaning you have to plan the whole thing out. Maybe in GTA 6 we can at least get the jetpack as a reward or something. Number 8, Alien Isolation. One shot. Alien Isolation is a fantastic game, make no bones about it. It's a masterpiece that encapsulates the look, feel, and tone of the first film down to a T. It should literally be played through at least once by as many people as possible. All of this is why it's so painful to say you should never attempt the one-shot trophy. An exercise in all-out frustration, you have to finish the game without dying. Thankfully, you can save scum your way around the many encounters with the Xenomorph or later on the Working Joes, but the facehuggers, the speed they can grab you out of nowhere means the game does log a death on its invisible background chalkboard, and that's you either not knowing until the final credits or just hitting restart to try and be sure. It may be a gold trophy, but with an already slow atmospheric game, this is total stress overload. Number 7, The Evil Within. You asked for it. Thanks to Resident Evil royalty Shinji Mikami behind their creation, the first Evil Within almost felt like it continued where Resident Evil 4 left off, down to spooky small villages and chainsaw guys pursuing you across the beginning. As it was, you could unlock a bevy of extra modes to tackle once you'd hit credits, with Nightmare and Akumu difficulty being enticing, but with conditions that are honestly damn near impossible. Akumu is just painful. The vast majority of enemies can kill you in one hit, and ammo is scarcer than ever. With the stakes raised considerably, you might think there'd be a really cool Uber weapon waiting at the end. Instead, there's nothing. This is a challenge purely for dedicated trophy hunters, and it's something you'll need a lot of resolve to see through. Number 6, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Foxiest of the Hounds. Complaining about stealth in a Deus Ex game feels like saying the punches land with too much satisfaction in Def Jam Fight for New York. Still though, there is a way to encourage a fun, experimental stealth game. This is a way to put the onus on staying invisible in a way that just isn't remotely worthwhile. Where Deus Ex Human Revolution shared this trophy goal of finishing the game without raising any alarms whatsoever, Mankind Divided throws a potential curveball with the Neural Subnet mission. Here, gameplay shifts to you playing as Jim Miller, a visualization of a memory Adam Jensen is hacking into, but the trophy requirement is still being tracked. With a ton of additional hacking to be done as you figure out what to do, it's very easy to put a foot wrong and wreck your entire save. Another super restrictive trophy that rewards nothing in-game, this can turn into a 20-plus hour slog just for the sake of it. Number 5, Just Cause 3, All the Gears. It feels wrong to put a Just Cause game on here. The games that let you blow stuff up, hitch a ride on a rocket, and switch off your brain should not be annoying, but here we are. Because Just Cause 3 brought in a challenge system, with 112 separate things to try and perfect. It's not enough to finish them once either, as there's a score system attached, with the highest netting you some 5-star-like gears as a rating. Going across racing, flying, and even Rico's finicky wingsuit, you need to perfect every single score and challenge across the board. What do you you get for all of this, for suffering through hours and hours of improvisational restart-heavy gameplay, one single solitary silver trophy. Number 4, Titan Souls, Hard Biscuit. Yep, this is the best named trophy ever, as developers Acid Nerve are clearly Limp Bizkit fans, as all righteous people should be. After that smile that comes from the name though, Hard Biscuit wants you to beat the whole boss rush gauntlet of Titan Souls without rolling. Just think of Dark Souls without a dodge, throw the camera way further up into the sky, and make a game that is literally just a series of increasingly tough bosses. That is your challenge for the next few months, if not the rest of your life. Thankfully, there is a no-roll toggle that gets around accidentally pushing the button a few hours in, but point is, this trophy is removing a fundamental mechanic of the design, then asking you to survive anyway. There's a reason the fantastic Death's Door has much higher completion stats than Titan Souls. Number 3, Trials Fusion. Is there anything you can't do? At this stage, Trials games are known for being brutally unforgiving, having some of the lowest completion stats in all of gaming. They certainly have their fans, and I'm one of them up to a point, but the reward is often just playing in itself. Don't go looking for a game that showers you in praise for overcoming something, because it's near impossible to finish whatsoever, let alone beating the various Inferno stages. For Trials Fusion then, the Is There Anything You Can't Do relates to beating all 120 track challenges across the entire game. Thankfully, there are some easy ones, like doing a few backflips, but we quickly descend into full-on Trials madness. Complete an already tough course with a bike that can't break, or do an entire level with an invisible vehicle so you can't even gauge how to land. Your reward for everything is a measly silver trophy, no super amazing bike, no new outfits, or anything that would make it worthwhile. Then again, masochistic Trials fans will wear a trophy like this on their sleeves for the rest of time. Number 2, Resident Evil 3, Dominator. Resident Evil has always had an underlying arcade mentality of speedrunning the whole thing, the older titles rewarding your hard work with super weapons, costumes, or even an entirely new mode to just keep going. Basically, it was worth the effort. Skip ahead to Resident Evil 3's glorified DLC of a release though, and again you're unlocking progressively harder difficulty modes after completion. You'll sit through Nightmare being awarded a silver trophy. This then unlocks Inferno, bringing with it the hardest challenge in the game. With less places to save, a more ruthless nemesis, less ammo, and more aggressive enemies, Resident Evil fans of old were totally forgiven for thinking this is probably how you unlock something like the Infinite Rocket Launcher or another weapon equally as cool. Instead, it's just a gold trophy, not producing anything you can't buy in the shop instead if you take the time to save up. With that in mind, most players just hoarded cash until they could buy the Infinite Rocket Launcher instead, then cheesed Inferno mode by firing missiles at the face of anything standing in their way. Sure, this is still kinda satisfying, but it all feels a little bit undercooked from the likes of Capcom. And number 1, Bloodborne, Yharnam Thumerian Queen. From Software games are notoriously hard enough, but in Bloodborne we saw the developers experimenting with procedural generation to try and spice up gameplay even more. Enter the Chalice Dungeons, mostly optional side quest arenas filled with enemies and sometimes bosses you've already beaten in the main game, now crunched into play spaces where the camera itself can become your worst nightmare. Because of how random the tile sets before you are, you'll start seeing the same labyrinthine areas over and over, coupled with unfair modifiers along the way. Nothing says unfair challenge like halving your health for an entire dungeon just for kicks. It's also annoying to bury an intrinsically story-linked character behind all this grind. The Thumerian Queen could have been a standalone optional boss in the main game, not one tied to such an arduous slog. A repetitive gauntlet of rehashed bosses connected by corridors, sure it's a fun place to level up, but there's a good reason this didn't come back in Sekiro.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.